The girls are back. Basketball Wives is back. Evelyn is still beefing with Jackie. Evelyn is still beefing with Tammy. She's beefing with everybody. We're going to talk about all that coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'ma catch a tan overseas while I'm out the country. Let me get some Hennessy while I'm chilling on the beach. I'ma count a couple G's.
Ooh, we got the light. Girl, we back. You're back.
Speaking of Hennessy, we forgot our drinks, though. Even though ours is wine, but we forgot.
Oh, that's okay. I'll remember it next time.
It's a dry night, but that's okay.
Girl, it's been a dry year.
Oh, yes. We'll get to that. Hi, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. Yes, Basketball Wives After Show is back. I'm Elle Marie, and next to me, I have...
Hi, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Laura at Laura L. Thomas TV on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm super happy to be here, girl.
Yes. I missed you. It's been a while.
Me too. Yes. I know. The gang's all back together again.
Yes. So last season, just a kind of a little overall for this episode.
Yes.
So last season, we had Evelyn come back kind of in the beginning of the season. And then towards the end, Jen came back. But this season, we're starting it off with original crew, the OGs.
Which is exciting. I was happy to see the gang all back together again. Although nobody's getting along, which doesn't surprise me. But,
not at all.
But yeah, and everybody's looking real good.
They are.
Look at Jackie and her lipo sculpture, whatever she got. I thought, I was like, okay, girl.
And her
get it.
Goat yoga. You know, I saw goat yoga on a commercial and I didn't think it was a real thing.
Oh, yeah, girl. Like, it's a whole thing.
It's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And leave it to Jackie to try something like that, though.
I mean, she seemed very into it until she wasn't.
Right.
Which I think is kind of fair. I feel like, you know, I'll try anything once.
True. But also, what do you expect if the goat is there? What do you think they're doing?
Well.
Because when the goat jumped on her, she freaked out. But
isn't that the point?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Jackie, what did you expect?
Anyway. Just like the goat would be there and you could like pet it as you do a down dog or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. And overall, like we were talking off air, hoping that this season will pick up because they had it a little rough last season.
Yeah.
Like we couldn't, you know, they were trying to find their groove, get their groove back. But this season, overall, this episode was really good. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it was a really nice check-in to kind of see where everybody left off and where they are now. And I was actually thinking about this as we were watching the episode. Like, how weird is it that you go and you film like a whole episode, I mean, a whole season, and then they take this big break. And I'm sure all this other kind of life stuff happens in between. And then you pick back up filming, but you have to be emotionally brought back to the place where you were last season.
Yeah.
That's got to be kind of...
I never even thought about that. Yeah.
A funky little transition. I don't know.
It has to be, especially because of the drama that they were going through. Like, you work things out in your personal life and everything gets better, and then you have to come back to like womp womp.
Yeah, it's got to be, I don't know, it's got to be weird, but I guess the reality TV paycheck makes up for it.
So. I guess so. Can I get one of those?
Right?
No, yeah.
I'll take two.
So, yes, like I said, so Jackie is doing well. She, like we just said, had a little surgery, or not surgery, the lipo sculpting or whatever.
Yeah.
We have Malaysia back.
Yeah.
This time, I guess maybe full time because she was still in last season. But she's bi-coastal, so L.A. to Atlanta, back and forth. So I guess she's going to spend more time in L.A. while they film the season, so she could be full time.
I was really surprised to see her, actually, because I thought she had split. I thought she was going to be in Atlanta full time.
Same. I thought she was going to be in Atlanta full time. And also the fact that her and Shawnee weren't getting along.
Right.
I wasn't expecting her back.
I also think, too, though, this may be a sort of a behind the scenes kind of pull to get the OGs back together.
Mm-hmm.
Because last season was so... full of superfluous characters, as we kept touching on all season long. Like, oh, great, we got another cast member coming in. I think they're really kind of trying to, like, trim the fat, so to speak, and get it back to the OGs, you know, in this season. So,
Which
so far, so good.
Yeah, we still have some newbies. We'll talk about them in a minute.
Yes.
But yeah, so, and then Shawnee, like she said, she's a boss.
Girl.
So she's getting into a new business venture.
She sure is. And, like, you know, I will say good for her, actually. That's really impressive. And I'm sorry, but the weed industry, like, think about it whatever you want to, but it is it is a multi-million dollar booming industry, especially here in California. Mm-hmm. So, hey, I'd jump on it.
I'm thinking about doing it. Like, I want to jump into it some kind of way to research it. Right.
It's just one of those things where there's so much opportunity, I feel like, that's going to start opening up. I mean, I even saw the other day they have, like, an Uber for weed now. Really? I don't know. I can't remember what it's called. But it is a really, it's a game changer.
It is, right now. And I think as time goes on, the stigma will lift off of weed and marijuana and things like that. Because, okay, it's a drug, but it has health benefits as well. So to see Shawnee getting into that, it's like, this is a serious business, you know, it can make you some money. And like she said, she wants to get into something to help her kids have money going forward. So.
I mean, feel about how you will about the actual, you know, product that you're selling. But good for her for cornering a market and seeing an opportunity and seizing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, girl.
Right.
Hey, girl. Hey. Right? I'll take it.
Oh, and then we have Tammy. So I touched up on Tammy a little bit, who she has really been doing her thing because I've just on social media, I've been seeing her everywhere. Like, they showed her on Wilding Out.
Yeah.
She's been doing some stand-up shows.
She looks so funny.
Yeah, her Bonnet Chronicles, which those are hilarious.
Wait, I've looked into the Bonnet Chronicles, but what was the award that she said that she was nominated for?
LMAO?
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know what that is.
I think she left that part out because I believe it was like a social media award show. Oh. They had like a social media like influencer awards. I believe that's where.
I mean, I know what LMAO stands for.
Yeah, but I think that was just the category. I may be wrong. Hopefully, if there's anyone in the chat that knows, but I believe that was the category. And I think there was like I said, a social media award ceremony not too long ago. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
so really like cool. She said, she is booked and busy.
And her hashtag booked and blessed. Right? I get it, girl. No, and I love seeing her so happy with her man, too. They're so cute.
They are so cute.
I'm a big fan.
Reggie, he seems so sweet.
He
like,
does.
I am here for you. I am all you need. I'm like, where can I find one of those?
They're out there. I promise. You just gotta turn over the right stone.
All right. Okay. Speaking of turning over the right stone, Jen is having some problems in her relationship life.
Yeah, she. So. Although I also read that she allegedly that he filed a restraining order against her as well because she allegedly slashed his tires.
Yeah, it's been a lot of drama between those two.
Girl.
And dating for 3 months and all that drama,
right?
It's like
it got real deep real fast.
Yeah, that escalated quickly.
Like, it's like, oh, that's my gosh,
a lot going on. Yeah, so her ex is the son of Sweetie Pie. She owns a restaurant. They have a show on OWN. So it's been in the news or the gossip sites and the blogs and things like that because they are both kind of, you know, public figures. So yeah, that got pretty juicy right there, telling all the business on both sides. Like, from his point of view, he's been calling her crazy and things like that. And she's been on the other side accusing him, calling him the same thing, crazy and a stalker. So we'll see how this plays out between the two of them.
All in 3 months?
In 3 months?
Oof. Well,
I'm sorry, I have to say it. Both of them probably have good sexual activity together.
Oh,
because
sure,
they're both
wilding
out.
No, like, for sure. I didn't know where you were going with that. But yeah, like, let's call a spade a spade. Uh-huh,
yes.
I mean, sometimes when you meet that brand of crazy that matches yours, it's like that Eminem song, you know, a volcano and a tornado. Oh, yes. You know, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the two of them.
That is.
But she had go ahead.
Oh, can I just say one thing really fast about her workout outfit choice?
Evelyn's or Jen's?
Well, both, but Jennifer's. I was like, girl, get those things wrangled in.
Oh,
how
yes.
in the
how
world
are you
could
work
you
work out, that
out
way?
With your boobies hanging out?
Yes. Had it been a real intense workout, because I think they were just, it did it for the camera, in my opinion.
Well.
But
I mean, she looks real good.
She
her
looked
body
good,
is
but yeah, real workout. They definitely were going to come out
but
of
I
that
was
top.
Like,
even the straps.
Yeah, exactly.
They were so small.
Exactly. I was like, how are you going to do it? And I also have another question in terms of they were talking about the about how young she would date now. Mm-hmm. How young would you date?
20, not 21, like Evelyn said.
No.
She's crazy.
That's nuts.
And that's not that much younger than
I think you need to be able to rent a car.
That is a good point. You know what I mean? You need to be able to rent a car. You need to be in, you have to be closer to 30 in my book because, under 25, to me, you're still a teenager, in my opinion. Oh. As a guy, like a guy to me, is his mentality, his maturity, he's a teenager still.
Yeah. I'd go 10 years in either direction, I think. Maybe. Maybe 10. Well, I'm also a little older than you. Okay. So I got a few more years to spare.
Like, I can't go back to...
I can't do that yet. Yeah, I think I'd go 10 years in either direction.
Yeah, because when Evelyn said that, I was like, 21, Evelyn, really?
21. No. That's a baby, though.
No, like you said, rent a car. So 25 and over, that's a good age.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway.
But speaking of Miss Evelyn.
Yes.
So, we see her being right by Jennifer's side, helping her, which was a shock when I saw them together. I'm like, oh, they really are trying to mend their friendship. And they're really working on getting back to what they used to be, which that's a good thing.
Yeah. It's nice to see that somebody's got Evelyn's back right now because I think she needs a little.
Yeah.
She needs a little support. Yeah, she's both going through of them. Life changes. Mm-hmm. I guess they both are. They're both in similar places. Mm-hmm. And it would make sense why they're not, obviously for other reasons, but why they wouldn't necessarily mix with, say, Tammy or Jackie right now.
Yeah, true.
So.
Makes sense.
Birds of a feather. Birds of a feather flock together. Yeah. So. There you go.
Oak crew, like we keep saying.
That's right.
but we pick up with Evelyn. She's been doing a lot as well. Actually, that's false. I don't really know what Evelyn's been doing besides. But she did go through a breakup with her fiance, which was any breakup is rough. But on top of that, you were trying to have a child.
I can't imagine going through 3 rounds of IVF and all of the, I mean, really all of it, I just can't imagine. And then to just end it.
Yeah.
Was there any talk about why they ended their relationship?
I've seen, like, cheating, infidelity.
Yeah.
That's what I saw, like, on the blogs and things like that. And then Evelyn kind of alluded to that. She's like, she found out some things. So.
That's I was going to say. She kind of alluded to, I found out that he was doing some things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are those things? Mm. But then she landed in a pretty good situation with French Montana.
Yeah, shortly.
So, all right, girl.
And she said, in quote, my vagina's been busy. I was like, oh.
I know,
okay,
right?
Evelyn, I guess you have to love her for that honesty.
Well, like. maybe this is a good move for her, you know? Because I think we remember she's kind of run the gamut of athletes.
Yeah.
We've gone through the whole, sports. I mean, we've jumped. Sport to sport.
Basketball, baseball, football.
Let's pop into the music industry and see what that's got for us.
Try something different.
I like it. I'm praying for this to work out. Yeah. I think it'd be really great.
No, yeah, in all honesty.
Uh-oh, seriously. Nick Hill says she's no longer with French.
Oh.
How do you know that, Nick Hill?
Oh, Evelyn.
Evelyn.
I can't talk. I'm in the same boat. We have to turn over the right stone at some point.
Well...
But I'm rooting for her though. I want her to have her happy ending.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. She's she's like the she's the eternal underdog.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah,
you know that you constantly you constantly are rooting for her. You want her to eventually come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Anyway.
And then let's see, who is that? That's all the girls, right? And then we have some newbies. I guess we'll touch on them a little bit right now. We'll get into them deeper a little bit later. But so we have Malaysia. She calls them. That's her family. Mm-hmm. So her cousin,
Byron Scott.
Scott.
Yep.
Okay. You have names tonight. So Byron Scott is her cousin, and he's a former head coach, correct,
in the NBA? Yep, he's a former player and coach.
Player and coach. Okay, cool. And then his son. So both of them are, Byron is dating this lady, Cece, who is a nurse.
Yep.
And then Thomas is married. His wife is Kristen. So Malaysia is bringing them into the group. So I guess we will see later how they interact with everyone and...
Yeah.
How that's going to go with those two.
I think it's going to be fun to see. It's fun to get a new side of Malaysia on this whole journey that we're going on together.
Yeah.
And I like them so far. I mean, I like that there's a little controversy already around Cece.
Mm-hmm.
I think she might be somebody who has a target on her back in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out over the season.
Uh-huh. I'm interested.
I think she's I mean, so far, so good in my book.
She seems kind of crazy, and yeah. I like that because yeah. if the other ladies come at her, she's going to be able to hold her own. And we see it a little exactly. bit in some future clips for the rest of the season. But yeah, I'm excited to see her. Kristen, too.
Yeah.
She's like, don't try me.
Yeah, clearly. Like there were some highlights there where Kristen gets a little feisty.
Yeah.
But you can kind of tell that about her.
You can tell that right off top. And then I didn't catch her name because we saw her in the preview for what's to come this season. So there's another girl. So I guess about three new girls. I guess that's all we're going to get this season, which is good. Like we said, last season it was just like...
Let's hope.
A revolving door of like, new girl, new girl, new girl. So yeah, let's just hope it's just these three that we have to get.
I didn't see a whole lot of other, you know, a lot.
Yeah, I didn't either. So I think that'll be it. Yeah,
I'm excited.
So that way we can kind of we're not interrupted by the flow of everything. Learning a new cast member like in the middle of the season when we have all this drama going on. It's like, well, who is this? What's their story? Okay, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited that they changed it up this season to keep it to the core, the root of like how the show started.
Which is how I think it should be.
Yeah, same.
They never keep the new girls for more than a season, says Nick.
Kind of true.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if Malaysia started the LAC. Yeah, I think she started. Yeah, that's true then.
That's a good point.
That is true.
That's a really good point. All right, super fan Nick. Thank you. Did you ever find out what happened to French Montana?
Yes, Evelyn? Yeah, let us know.
If you can find out that would be great. I could do a quick Google search, but I'd rather you just tell me.
Right, I feel like he has all the tea.
It's true. Nick, would you like to call in and talk to us?
You're going to be like our other co-host.
That's right.
But I kind of want to go back to when Evelyn and Jennifer were working out, and then Shawnee came late.
Yes.
She didn't want to work out.
Right.
But so they start to talk about Tammy.
Yeah.
And Evelyn starts to imitate her and things like that. And it's just with Shawnee, like, I know that has to be a little bit tough because, like she says, she's friends with both of them. Mm-hmm. And she tries to be honest and let them both know, you know, when they're wrong and out of place. But I'm thinking, like, is that awkward when they're talking about each other in front of you? You know, and then I guess it's like you probably don't want to go too hard of like, hey, stop, stop, stop. Don't do that.
Right.
Because then it's like, oh, well, you're taking her side.
Well, I think you saw Jennifer, too. Jennifer tried to like dart out of there.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah. I'm out of this.
She's like, gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not surprised by their actions at all. You know, I mean, there's just I think it was all kind of in good fun in a lot of ways. I think they were just poking fun at her. And I don't know. I don't know.
I want to, skip to the, well, so they had a party. We'll talk about that. So I'm going to skip to kind of the end because it's still on this topic when now Shawnee, Jen, and Tammy are at lunch. Mm-hmm. And then Shawnee brings up the jokes. Because then I'm like, should we have brought that up?
I don't know. I mean,
I know it's like I don't know how she's doing it because I feel like that's just such a tough position to be in because then it could be like, well, if you didn't bring it up, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
But then it's like, if you told me, are you being messy? It's so weird.
I mean, there's also the point that Shawnee's going to bring up anything because she's an executive producer on the show.
And let's not forget that.
I think one of my favorite. Just to jump to another franchise for just a second, but like I like it when the stars of these shows acknowledge that they are on these shows, because it kind of gives us an idea, you know, a peek into the fact. So I'm referencing Erica Jane from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where she basically was called out and during the reunion was like, why did you ask, you know, this question at this dinner? And she goes, because we're on a TV show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think sometimes, you know, it's as much as we want to say that we forget that the cameras are there and we want to forget that this or that or whatever. Like, I think it's their job to bring up controversial issues when they're all together. True. Because, you know, because that's
about the drama.
When it's going to be good for us to watch, you know. And so I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. You can appreciate that.
I mean, I kind of can. Like, if you're going to do it, like, let's just get it all
like,
out
come
there.
Come on, people.
That's why I'm invested.
Right,
you know? That's why I'm invested.
We're on a show about drama.
For these characters.
Yeah.
You know, and how they respond and how they react. So, I don't know.
That's true, because then it, because then it's going to create something else.
Yeah.
You know, to go for. And speaking of that, we, Evelyn tweeted about Tammy being upset about it. Like, she can talk about everyone else. She does stand up. Oh, but when someone makes a joke about her,
right,
there's a problem.
Right.
And she was like, hashtag girl bye.
Yeah.
So.
I love that.
I don't think that. So she tweeted that tonight. So, which leads me to believe that they're going to have some words about her talking about her. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yes.
For sure there is. I mean, yeah.
But let's get to this party that they had. Of course, it's not a Basketball Wives episode without a party.
I know. Yes, and a theme.
Yes, and a theme. Mardi Gras, which is so fun.
Yes.
I love Mardi Gras. I love New Orleans. I've been to Mardi Gras.
You have?
Yeah.
So jealous.
Yes, it's so much fun. I actually, it had been a while, but I actually went this year to Mardi Gras. It was crazy. Yeah. Very crazy experience, because I was also with my, I was with my younger brother.
Okay.
He's not young, he's younger than me. And my uncle, which was very weird. Very weird and uncomfortable.
Weird.
There was a moment where there was a girl, she's just walking on the street, breasts are out, you know, fondling herself. My uncle nudged me because I think he thought I was my brother, because we're just walking down the street, walking down Bourbon. He's like... And I'm like, that's you meant to, not me, no. Very awkward time, but fun.
That's just a thing? That's just a thing in Mardi Gras?
Yes.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, so be prepared when you go. But it's a good time. It's a good time. Don't let that.
You know, like I said, I'll try anything so once.
Yeah, it's Let's a go. Good time. Let's but do it. Yeah, so they have the Mardi Gras theme party.
Yep.
Jackie goes, and she knows that Evelyn is probably going to be there. And they still have their beef.
Right.
And I think it's one of those things where, because they both kind of talked about each other's family and their children, it's not going to blow over.
Yeah, here's my thing. How long can you hold a grudge? You know what I mean? Like, at some point, isn't it exhausting to be that mad all the time at each other?
I agree. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, sometimes if there's no resolve.
Sure.
And maybe, like we said, they haven't really seen each other and you didn't have that resolve. And now you're going to be put back in the same room. And it's like, then it all just comes back up again.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess so. How did you feel about, maybe you're going to jump to this, but about Jackie's daughter then going and talking to Evelyn?
The fact that she kind of wants them to be able to sit down and talk about it and kind of end it and move past it, I was okay with that.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, I think it was a good thing. Poor Jackie, she's cuckoo, but because she was upset about it and like, oh, you're taking her side. So I saw that in the clip when they're like, oh, coming up.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, oh, well, what did Chantel say to Evelyn? And she didn't say anything bad or anything wrong, just trying to let Evelyn know, like, my mom is not being combative right now. She's in a better place, you know, mentally, emotionally. And I think you guys would be able to sit down and have a conversation. And sometimes you need a middle person to be able to come and say, like, you guys should try to work this out.
For sure.
Yeah, you know.
And she offers a different perspective. And sometimes you need to hear it coming from a different voice to be able to get to this place to, you know, to resolve things. I don't think that I agree, though, with Jackie saying, oh, you can't go talk to Evelyn. Mm-hmm. I do remember I was very struck by her saying, no, you can't go talk to Evelyn. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a grown girl.
Yeah.
You know, she's a grown girl. She, regardless of whether, you know, whether you want her to or not. Mm-hmm. She can make her own decisions, you know? So,
the only thing I could see, like, if Jackie was a little bit nervous about, well, if she does go to talk to her and Evelyn says anything crazy or slick, then Jackie is going to go off. But then, because she's going to protect her child, and also she wants to protect her child, but then she doesn't want Evelyn to disrespect her anymore as well.
Right.
So it's like twofold. But, like we just said, she's grown though, and she can still take care of herself. I know.
Yeah.
You know, she's a mother. She's always going to want to protect her child. But at the same time, sometimes you have to back up a little bit when they are grown.
I'm just a teeny bit bored of this this rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're going to have to find a way this season to spice it up a little bit for me, because I'm just a little I'm a little bored mm-hmm. of them having a party and Jackie's on one side and Evelyn's on the other. And, you know, then all of a sudden they come together and it's fireworks. And then one of them's like, walk out, you're a non-motherfactor. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I just am a little bit over that over formula. Mm-hmm. So if we can do something to mix that up this season, I will be a big fan.
Yeah, I can agree. And I'm over Jackie's reactions to it. Like I just said, she was like, oh, Shawnee, you took her side. How? Jackie, how? Yeah. Just calm down about it. I think she's cool.
But that's classic Jackie, though.
Yeah.
Constantly jumping to her defenses, mm-hmm. you know, without – she's clearly a super overly emotional person mm-hmm. and leads with her emotions. Like 95% of the time. 99% of the time. It's true. And so, you know, she's just not a person that is ruled by logic. She's mm-hmm. ruled by her emotions. Yeah. And so I think they get the best of her way too often.
Yes, I do agree.
Way too often, girl.
Yeah, you're right. They're going to have to step that up because as we can see, Evelyn and Tammy are also still beefing. And I kind of felt that way about their beef as well. Like, oh, are we still here?
Yeah.
But in the preview, it seems like this beef is going to get a little bit deeper. We'll probably get into that in predictions. But right. I just bring that up a little bit to say that, to your point, like how they need to spice up Jackie and Evelyn's beef. I think that's what they're doing with her and Tammy. Mm-hmm. Is they're going to spice that up another level. Like they found some dirt. So, find something else that Evelyn and Jackie can be mad at each other about.
Or find a new formula. You know what I mean? Like, find a new way to do it.
Yeah.
I find a new way to fight.
Yeah. Or make them fix it.
Yeah.
Have them go to counseling or something. Yeah. You know, like, make them fix it.
I don't know.
Because it's just the same. Like you said, yeah, it's kind of the same fight over and over again.
It is. Yeah. And I'm tired of this fight. I'm tired of this fight.
No, I agree.
So. Anyway, that's my two cents.
Yeah.
But I am looking forward to the season, though. I feel like while this, I would say this episode to start us out was sort of like a meh episode. Mm-hmm. It was just definitely like a recap.
You know?
It looks like it's going to get good.
Yeah. I am excited about it because the previews and everything, it does look like it's going to go down. Some bombshells are going to be dropped. Oof. The new girls aren't really getting along with the OGs. No. Of course, it always goes that way. Shocker. But still, seems like it's going to be some good tension.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about it. Yeah. It's going
to
be good.
Going back to the party real quick, because we were just talking about the age thing with the guys, like what's too young.
Yeah.
What is too old? Because when they were at the party and they were introduced to Byron, like, I guess maybe like his friends and his circle is around, they're like, oh, everyone looks about like 55, 60. So I know you're a married woman, but.
Oh, I am indeed. I was just trying to think, but at that party, okay, so Malaysia threw the party.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying, but who's saying that the men are too old?
It was like Jackie and Evelyn. They were, Evelyn and Jen. They were making jokes about the guys over
there. Okay, well, they're spring chickens.
Right? That's what I'm saying. And I'm thinking, like, that's probably what you want to go for. Because they're probably tired of the life.
Truly.
They're calming down now.
Like, maybe that's Evelyn's next play.
That Jen should
and Evelyn need to be. What's an elderly dating app that we can like bust out?
I don't know. Love for seniors. I don't even think that's a thing, but that's what we'll call
it. Let's figure it out. No, but that's a great point. Like maybe that's what we should be looking towards.
Seriously. Instead.
But it's not like they're like these guys are ancient and these women are spring chickens. Like they're women.
To be honest, they're probably closer in age to those men than they are to the 21-year-olds.
100%.
And like the 21-year-old would be only good for like a fun time. If you guys are trying to settle down again.
Yes. Yeah. Get out the 21-year-old.
Get out of that age group.
Stop it.
That is not your age bracket.
go wading in the other pool.
Their pockets are longer. The older men. Like,
yes.
Come on.
I'm like, I would like what a man with a little distinguished.
Me too.
And a 401k.
Yeah, I saw a Zaddy in there. There was one guy. I was like, oh, he's handsome.
Yeah.
I was like,
a little salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take it.
And they're just making all the jokes. I'm like, okay.
You know what it is about an older man is he's set in his ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's set in his ways, which can be a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah.
Good because you know, like what you see is what you get most of the time,
mm-hmm.
and bad because
you're not going to change him.
No. You know. And I don't know. I mean, I think
they should try that out.
That's call us. Yeah. Call us. We have lots of advice. I really do, though. That's a good point.
No, yeah. Because I just thought about that again. It was in my notes. I'm like, I want to bring that up because, yeah, they were making fun of the older guys. Like, honey.
Honey.
Because these young ones aren't working for you guys.
No. I wonder. Well, it's just, yeah. I think we should start looking that direction.
Yeah.
If there's a spectrum and we've been working out down here for a while and nothing's landing, maybe we jump over to this side for a minute and give that a gander. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying. Well, so
not my problem. Right? I'm married, but still.
They need to try something new.
I think so.
But yeah, so this season seems like it, like we said, it is going to be good. This episode was just a little bit of a catch up.
Yeah.
Introduce us to the new girls and things like that. Like we said, I think they're going to bring it as well. So let's go ahead and get into some predictions.
Ooh. And now, you're After Buzz TV. Predictions.
So what are your predictions for? Do you want to go for the season or just for next week?
I actually kind of already mentioned my prediction, mm-hmm. which is that Cece is going to surprise everybody. Mm. I think she came in a little bit, like I said, with a target on her back mm-hmm. already. And I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised by how fun and funny and I don't know. I think she's gonna be a surprise of the season. Okay. So that is one prediction. Go for you.
For me, I didn't see any of this in the preview or anything, but I do feel like Tammy and Evelyn are gonna have their face to face or will be in the same room, of course, probably at a party. Okay. Or maybe lunch. Okay. Where it's going to come up about their issues. Like, what is the issue? Because I thought we didn't have one that's going to be coming from Evelyn and Tammy. So I think they're going to kind of have a... It's not going to be settled, but I do believe they're going to have a confrontation uh-huh. next week.
Well, Nick in the chat room... Mm-hmm. By the way, if you want to join us in the chat room, we're always here. So get the little comments over there. But Nick in the chat room also said that he has some tea... That Evelyn in a recent interview says that she no longer speaks to Tammy and that her and Jackie end up in a better place towards the end of the season.
Oh.
So, that's fancy.
That is fancy. So that kind of goes to what we were just saying with Evelyn and Jackie, like either make it better or fix it. So it sounds like they are going to start to
fix it. They're tired of their formula too.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't mean to call it a formula, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it kind of is at this point.
It's like, but that's exciting. That's good to know that maybe we might get a little bit of resolution.
Yeah.
Out of these two ladies.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess it's just going to be donezo with her and Tammy.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to see how that plays out.
I do too. Like I said, I do believe hopefully next week they'll have their meeting and can confront each other about what's going on. But that'll just be the start of it. And, it's going to snowball after that with Tammy and Evelyn.
There we go. Here we go. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
All right.
Yes, that is it for this week's after show for Basketball Wives. Can't wait for next week.
I know, girl.
Because it's about to be good.
Are we going to bring our wine back?
We're going to bring our wine back.
We got to do it. We'll bring our wine.
Yes, we have to do that. So make sure you guys join us next week. I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
We'll see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.